Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabosai. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Beis. We have the tremendous chus of starting Masechas Erevin. Today's shir and all of shirim in Masechas Erevin will be in the chus of Refu Shlema for Chaim Binyamin Mordechai Ben Aida, a gentleman in the Harnof neighborhood who, Rachman Otzlan, had a stroke as a result of COVID complications and is currently undergoing rehab. So the family was kind enough to lend me his art scrolls for Erevin, and if you can get some sort of art scroll or learning aid for Masechas Erevin, it will help you tremendously. There are a lot of visuals, a lot of graphics that will come in very, very handy. So anyway, Mitzvah Shem Reb Chaim Binyamin Mordechai Shem Fur Shalema. And today's chus, as I said, all the Shirim and Erevin are going to be b'schus and Fur Shalema for him. Masechas Erevin obviously comes on the heels of Masechas Shabbos, and if you have done Shabbos and you are continuing in the Daf Yomi cycle, so Erevin will be easier, not easy, but easier, because again, some of the concepts that we've discussed in Masechas Shabbos obviously carry over issues of Hotzah and etc., and Amavui and Alechi and Akorah and stuff we'll talk about in a minute. That stuff we've already seen in Masechas Shabbos. Just to mention, by way of introduction, there is a phrase, I forget if it's a Zohar or a Medrash or something Kabbalistic maybe, I don't know, but there's a phrase that goes, Ani Rochev al Chamor, that an Ani, a poor person, will ride on a donkey, referring to Mashiach, and Ani is Rashi Tevos. What does that mean? Eliyahu Navi, Mashiach, coming on a donkey. Ani, why is it referred to Ani? So Ani is Rashi Tevos, Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos. When Am Yisrael starts learning those Masechtas, starts knowing those Masechtas as well, so that's a way to bring about Eliyahu Navi and the Mashiach. Those are generally accepted as the hardest Masechtas and Shas. So we have the schus to try and bring Mashiach by learning Masechtas Erevin. And certainly recently with the Daf Yomi, more and more Jews are learning those Masechtas with the advent of the Daf Yomi. So it's a shame we should be all bizocha to see the Bias Gol Tzedek V'Erevin Menu Amen. Okay, so Masechtas Erevin is like this. Just one word of introduction. Again, we've discussed this in Masechtas Shabbos, but it bears keeping in mind, especially as we start the first Mishnah. Back in the day, the housing in the times of Chazal went as such. If you can imagine, again, this is going to simplify it, but if you can imagine 8 houses facing each other. Two and two on each side, with their openings facing each other. In front of each pair of houses is one courtyard. Yeah, so that's going with a chatzer. So you have 4 houses on each side, 2 chatzeros, meaning the upper two and the lower two, all exit into a chatzer, and those chatzeros, those 4 chatzeros, empty into an alleyway, and that is how a person would go into the Rishus HaRabim, through the alleyway. So to get to, let's say, the main thoroughfare, he would go out of his house, go into the chatzer, go into the alleyway, and then go into the Rishus HaRabim. Now, most of the Mabuis, or many of the Mabuis, anyway, had walls on 3 sides of them, meaning they were closed on one side, and they exited into the Rishus HaRabim on the 4th side. And these are, as we'll see in a second, these mavuis, these alleyways, were a Rishus HaYochid Deoraisa, meaning Mideoraisa, you could carry within them, from the house through the Chatzar to the to the Mavoi, no problem. But Chazal were nervous that since that's how most of the people, again, you have 8 families, Mitz Hashem, hopefully the families are big, a lot of people, let's say, going into this alleyway, and that's how you get into the Shusar Abim. So Chazal were nervous that if you could carry in a Mavoi, in an alleyway, so then you would mistaken that for carrying into Rishus HaRabim. So they said that you have to fix an alleyway, at least an alleyway that has 3 walls. So what you have to do at the edge of the alleyway that leads into the Rishus HaRabim is one of 3 options. You have to either put a lechi, a korah, or a tzuras ha-pesach. A lechi would be some sort of wooden marker on the side, simplifying it, but let's say on the side of the exit. Let's say, if you have the alleyway, so right by the mouth of the alleyway, you put a piece of wood on the side of the mavoi. Again, how exactly that works, how tall, both sides, one side, okay, details we'll talk about. A korah would be a piece of wood that goes across the top of it. And that's the one we're going to at least talk about, you know, exclusively in our Mishnah. Maybe not exclusively. We'll mention the other ones anyway. Okay, anyway, but and then finally, the Tzur HaPesach is simply a door frame, which obviously would be empty, but a door frame situation. So it looks like a door almost going out into the Rishus Harabim. And that, those are the three options you have. And once you did that, so then you can carry Midir Abon and you can carry in the Mavoi. So now with that small introduction, let's dive into the Mishnah. Mavui shu gavoa lemala me esrim amo. If you have a mavui that is tall, that is 20 amos tall. Now, obviously, the mavui, it cannot be 20 amos tall, or I mean, maybe the walls are, but we're talking about here the korah, the top bar. If you decided to put a piece of wood across the top of the exit of the alleyway, so that has to be less than 20 amos. If it's higher than 20 amos, so the Mishnah says you might. You have to take it down. Now that shear we've seen before at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, when we're talking about a menorah, for example, the Mishnah there, if you're perhaps familiar with Mishnayos and Sukkah, a Sukkah also can't be 20 amos. Okay, so this 20 amos we've seen before. And now it's kedai to read this first Rashi, and I'll try and do it as quickly as I can, because I know Daf Yomi, we got to move, but this first Rashi will really help kind of set the tone and brings a lot of principles here in terms of the Masechta. So let's just read as much of it as we can. Mavei shu gova, so sheinichu es hakorah lemala me'esrim ama. You put this korah, you put the wooden beam on top of the mavoi, on top of the exit, higher than 20 amos. The korah zu lahatir tilt letaltel esocha. And this korah is in order to allow you to carry it inside, carry things inside the mavoi. D'midaraisa itzar hotzas rishus harabim b'shabbos, because midaraisa, you're not allowed to take anything into rishus harabim on Shabbos. U'mayhi rishus harabim, what, by the way, is rishus harabim? So that's sarti, we said in Masechta Shabbos, sarti and paltia, gedola, right? Let's say, for example, a great thoroughfare, kadarim peregrinates of Shabbos, like we said at the beginning of Shabbos. Shedomin ledigle hamidbar, which is, again, we use the Mishkan and the Midbar as the basis for Rosh Shabbos. So we have a big thoroughfare similar to the Diglei HaMidbar, the Degalim, the way that Bnei Yisrael camped with their flags in the Midbar. They call Mili the Shabbos Mi Mishkan Gamrina, because we learn everything from Shabbos from the Mishkan. The Agalos Shelavim, if you remember, we did that also in the Masechta about halfway through. The Agalos Shelavim, Baruch Av Yud Vav Ama Azli, the Agalos, the wagons that carried the parts of the Mishkan were 16 amos across. Hilchak lo havi shusar abim batzer miyudvav amos. So therefore, shusar abim is defined as something that has that is 16 amos wide. Rochav, keep on going, Rashi. Umafulash mi beis roshin, and it's open on both sides. Okay, and also there are other requirements, perhaps in terms of how many people have to be in there. But okay, that's shusar abim. What about a mavui? Of a mavoi, katzarhu, an alleyway is very small. V'ena rochav yudvav amos, it's not, certainly not 16 amos across. V'inami rochav, and even if it was, v'ena mafulash, ela rosho echa pasuch l'shusar abim, v'rosho echa sosum. And even if it was 16 amos across, it's never open, usually not open on both sides. One side, like I said, usually there are walls on three sides, and one mouth is open into the shusar abim. Di'avi mafulash, because if it was open on both sides, lo hayu mishtri b'kora, kora would not work. Okay, like the Gemara says, v'kevin delav rishus harabim hu, and since a mavoi, an alleyway, is not rishus harabim, shari letautelei min haTorah, b'li shum tikkun, midaraisa, it's mutter, like we said at the beginning, it's mutter to carry into this mavoi without any fix whatsoever. V'rabbanan gozer aleha mishum da'asi lechlufi rishus harabim. Chazal were gozer that you can't carry in a mavoi because you might exchange it, you might be confused, and you know, and think either that it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or that carrying in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is mutter. But they did asr it, but they gave a little way to get out of it. V'sharuya, and they made it mutter, b'takanta de lechi o korah, right? But they, if you fixed it with, like I said, a lechi, the piece of wood on the side, or a korah, the piece of wood on top, to lehevi hekera, because that will be a hecker. That will be something that will make you recognize, make you realize that you're not allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. So, okay, so the Mishnah says, now back in the Mishnah, let's go weiter. The Mishnah says that the korah on top, if you make choose that option, can't be higher than 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer eino tzorech. Well, you don't have to take it down if it's higher than 20 amos, i.e., it can be higher than 20 amos. The herchav, the harochav, and the width of the mavui may eser amos. If it's wider than 10 amos, the mouth, again, the mouth of the mavui, you might. You have to make it less wide. Right, you have to kind of put up some boards until, you know, to the point where it has to be less than 10 amos wide. But if you have a door frame there, right, regardless of how wide it is, you don't need to make it any smaller. Okay, and we'll talk about that. We're not going to talk about that today, but that we'll talk about that. Tanan Hasam. Now, the Gemara says, one second. Sukashi gavol lamala meser amos psula. We are trying, if you look at the first Tosos, we're trying to parallel the Mishnah in Sukkah. When the Mishnah in Sukkah said, right, why do we start with a Mavui? A Mavui that's higher than 20 Amos, top Tosos asked, hold on a second, where are you starting from? You're starting from, how about tell me there's an Isser, like this whole Rashi should have been in the Mishnah, or at least the Gemara, or like, why did you start it with given details that we don't necessarily know? You said, if the Mavui over 20 Amos and Korah, what are you talking about? The Tosa says we're trying to parallel the Mishnah and Sukkah. Well, if that's true, so it's not hustle. The Mishnah and Sukkah says, Sukkah she gavoa lamala me'esrim ama psula, a Sukkah that's 20 amos tall is possible. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine, right? Same Rabbi Yehuda that we have in our Mishnah. So Mishnah can be Sukkah the Tani Psula, we can be Mabui Tani Takanta. One second, the Mishnah and Sukkah says if it's higher than 20 amos, it's possible. Here it says, if the Korah is higher than 20 amos, just fix it. What's the difference? So the Gemara answers, Sukkah d'oraisa tani psula, mavui d'rabbanan tani takanta. Sukkah is d'oraisa, so therefore you have a language of puzzle. You can apply the language of puzzle. It's no good. Right? There's a din d'oraisa, if it's higher than 20 amos, it is no good. But by mavui, which is a d'rabbanan, d'rabbanan is not, meaning you can't, shouldn't, the language of puzzle is weird by d'rabbanan. Because if Chazal asserts something that really is mutter midaraisa, so you're telling me that something is possible? It's no good? If possible is very finite, it's very definite. So the language is simply off. So since it's a din derabanan, we switched to say that you might, you should fix it, you should bring it down, you should make it smaller. Ibai same, another answer. So tali takanta, therefore we use the language of takanta, you should fix it, right? You might in the Mishnah. Ibai same, another answer. Daraisa nami tani takanta, you could also say takanta by deoraisa. Ela sukkah de nefishin milei, but sukkah has a nefishin milei has a lot of halachos involved. Right? There's how much tzchach to put and how many defanos you need, and there's also a small a minimum shear for a sukkah, and like there's a lot of other details involved in lowering tzchach. So therefore, pasuk v'tani psula. Therefore, it just said, well, leave it. Listen, it's puzzle. Leave it alone. You want to fix it? You can fix it. You can fix a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos. But there's a lot involved, so just the Mishnah, just to be concise and clear, excuse me, it said puzzle. But mavli, what's a mavli? It's a piece of wood. What are you going to just undo the screws or undo the nails and just nail in and lower down, right? The lona fishing mila, there's not so much involved, right? So tani takanta, therefore, just said, okay, fix it, it'll be fine. Okay, fine. So that's the language in that's the Gemara's question on language. If you remember, again, we referenced Chanukah earlier. Is it Tosos? Yeah, Tosos asked a very sharp question. What's the language by Chanukah? Right, according to the first answer of the Gemara. First answer, the Gemara said, Daraisa is possible, right? Because that's a finite, very sharp language. But Derabanan, it says you can fix it. What's the language by Chanukah? So Tosos over here, the second Tosos over here, just quickly, then we should move. Tosa says the language point. If you remember, the language by Chanukah is posel. And if Ner Chanukah is higher than 20 amos, it's psula kasuka v'mavoi. That's the language over there. Well, if you're telling me that the answer is deraisa is posel, but derabanan, you can't say posel. So, well, Chanukah is a din derabanan. So, Tosa gives a couple of answers. Perhaps the best one, not that I need to, you know, he doesn't need my approval, is that what would be the fix by Chanukah? What do you mean? You're just going to lower the menorah? You put the menorah higher than 20 amos, and you brought it down under 20 amos. Well, according to everybody, even according to the guy who says, anacha osa mitzvah, that the placing is the is the mitzvah, you still need to blow it out and relight it. So you can't just lower it like you can lower a korah. Like, you have a piece of wood, you lower it, you're done. With Hanukkah, you have to blow out and relight the menorah. So therefore, the language of takata, fix it, you might just bring it lower, doesn't really work over there. It had no choice. It was forced to say psula. Okay, anyway, that's very interesting, but we go right there. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav says the following. Chachamim lo lamdua ela mipescho shel heichal, Rav Yehuda lo lamdua ela mipescho shel ulam. The Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda take their measurements from different parts of the Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash. Well, let's say the Beis HaMikdash, because really these are found by the Beis HaMikdash. Well, we'll see. You know, the Gemara will discuss a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda took it from the Pisco Shel Heichal, the opening of the Heichal. That was the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. Well, I guess the Heichal was just outside the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. And Rabbi Yehuda took it from the Ulam. Sorry, I guess that's that's the Ulam. The Ulam is... Yeah, my fault. I'm sorry. Okay. The Heichal is referring to the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. And the Ulam, which Rabbi Yehuda uses, is the big, huge courtyard outside of the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodesh. Fine. So there was the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, etc., etc. So either way, they learned it from different parts of the Beis HaMikdash / Mishkan. Ditznan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Pischo Shel Heichal, the opening of the Heichal. Gavo esrim amo v'rochvo esr amos. It was 20 feet, 20 amos high and 10 amos wide. V'shal ulam, and the entrance to the ulam that was again outside of the kodesh that surrounded it almost. Gavo arboim amo v'rochvo esrim amos. Right, it was 40 amos tall and 20 amos wide. Okay, ushnehem mikra echadoshu, and they both are darshening out the same pasuk. Sorry, one second. Because the pasuk says v'shachtu pesach ol moed, and they shechted. This is talking about which korban? Hold on, one second. Not sure. Don't remember. It's pasuk in Vayikra, so obviously talking about all the korbanos. Okay, v'shachtu pesach ol moed. Fine. Don't remember. The Rabbanan Savri Kedushas Heichal Luchud and Kedushas Ulam Luchud. Again, it says Pesach Ohel Moed, outside of the Ohel Moed. So, what is that referring to? So, the Rabbanan say that the entrance, the Kedusha of the Heichal and the Kedusha of the Ulam were separate. The Ksiv, and when it says Pesach Ohel Moed, that's talking about a Heichal Ksiv. That's talking about the Heichal, i.e., the entrance to the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadosh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Heichal Ulam Kedush Achasi, that the Heichal and the surrounding courtyard, the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedushim, and the surrounding courtyard had the same type of level of Kedusha. Because Ksiv, and when it says Pesach Ohel Moed, that you have to shecht the korban outside of the Ohel Moed, that's a Tarvayu Ksiv, talking about shechting it outside of the entrance of both of them, meaning outside of the Ulam. Or you could explain that Rabbi Yehuda nami kedushas ulam luchod kedushas heichal luchod. That really they're separate. The kodesh and the ulam, the heichal and the ulam have separate kedushas. The acha, and here I didn't time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the real reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Why he says we follow the measurements of the pesach of the ulam? The chetiv, because the pasuk says el pesach ulam habayis, to the pesach, to the opening of the ulam. Of the house. So you see that a Pesach is judged by the Ulam Habayis, the Ulam in the house. That's how you measure a Pesach. That's what qualifies as a Pesach. The slight problem with this Pasuk is that it doesn't exist. and that's Tosos is on the spot. Not that I am holding in all of Tanakh, but Tosos says, look Tosos Tichtiv, Ze Apasuch Eino Bishum Makom. Minor detail, this pasuk does not exist. So he assumes, the Ri says, that it's a combination of two psukim in Yechezkel, where it says somewhere Pesach Habayis, and it also says Ulam Habayis. So the Rabbi Yehuda, I guess, puts those two together. And Mistama, that's the Rabbanan's response to Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbanan, back in the Gemara, Yehav Ksiv El Pesach Ulam Kedamarta. If it would have actually said the Pesach El Ulam Habayis, so that would be fine. But Hashtar, the Ksiv El Pesach Ulam, right. But now that it says to the opening of the Ulam, El Pesach Ulam Habayis, Habayis Chacham Pasuach Ulam, it's referring to the house that is opening to the Ulam. And therefore, meaning it's referring to the Kodesh, it's referring to the Heichal. So it's not referring to the Ulam like you said. Sorry. One second. How did I read that? Did I read that poorly? No. Fucking see if I have a Mishkan. Oh, right. Fine. Okay, fine. Good. Period. Right? El Pesach Ulam. Habayis Pasuach Ulam. Period. Okay, now I'm good. Fine. Now the Gemara has another question. So the Gemara says, one second. What do you mean? These psukim that you're quoting, are we talking about the Beis HaMikdash or are you talking about the Mishkan? Right, the psukim that you just quoted, right? Again, you're using the measurements from the Beis HaMikdash. But the psukim, right? V'ha'kiksiv, ha'ibah Mishkan ksiv. Right, the psukim are talking here about the Mishkan, right? Obviously, nothing talking about the Beis HaMikdash, right? In the Chumash, right? So Ashkechan Mishkan Dikri. So the Gemara says it must be, right? Again, if you're telling me that the Pesach of the Ulam, yeah, Pischo Shal Heichal, right? Again, the pasuk says V'shachto Pesach Al Moed, right? That's certainly referring to the Mishkan, but we're using measurements from the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says like this. Ashkechan, we have found that Mishkan Dikri Mikdash and Mikdash Dikri Mishkan. What do you have to say? That when the pasuk is talking about the Mishkan, it also is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. That i.e., if you have a Pesach Al Moed, right, if that's how you define a Pesach, so you can also use the measurements in the Beis HaMikdash. And sure enough, we find that the Mishkan is called a Mikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is also called a Mishkan. Dilo Temahachi, because if you don't say this, Had Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shlam Shishachtu Kodem Psichas Tlosos Ahichal Psulin. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. If you any shlamim that is shechting before you open the doors to the Heichal, i.e. the doors to the Heichal, yeah, to the Kodesh. So the psulim, their puzzle, right? Shemar, because the pasuk says Veshachto Shachushchat Veshachtu Veshachto Pesach Al Moed. Right, that's our pasuk that we just quoted. Right, that earlier, Bizman Shepsuchin, Velo Bizman Shem Nulin, right, his drush is that's only when the doors are open and not when they're locked. The problem is, there were no Vox Kiksiva Hiba Mishkan. See, if that pasuk is about the Mishkan had no doors. What do you mean? The doors were only Shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash. So it must be that the Mishkan is called a Mikdash. Ashkecham Mikdash Dikri Mishkan, but Mikshkan Dikri Mikdash. So it must be that's interchangeable, that both those psukim refer to the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you could take that those measurements from the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Just checking Rashi over here, one second. Checking Rashi. Okay, so Bishlam Mikdash. So Gemara says now that you're telling me that the Mishkan is also referring to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mikdash is also referring to the Mishkan, now you have to find me examples of that. So Bishlam Mikdash Dekri Mishkan. I understand that when the Beis HaMikdash is called the Mishkan, because the pasuk says pasuk Venasatias Mishkani B'Sochachem, I'm going to put my Mishkan in your midst. And if you look already, the pasuk read Rashi, right? That could be referring to the Mishkan, so no. So Rashi says, second to last line, Mishkan. And the Mishkan was already up. That's already a pasuk in Vayikra. Right? That's already, so the Mishkan can be referring to the Mishkan. I will put my Mishkan in your midst. The Mishkan is there already. So it must be referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Ela Mishkan Dikri Mikdash Menolan. But rather, how do you know? And the Mishkan is called a Mikdash. So Elim and Midichtev, if you'll tell me from the Pasuk of Venasu HaKeosim, they'll say HaMikdash, Vekimas HaMishkan HaBoam, that Bnei Kehas would carry the Mikdash, and they would put up the Mishkan, right, when Am Yisrael would encamp. So Huba Arum Ksiv, that Pasuk is talking about the Arum. The Mikdash there is referring to the holy item, i.e. the Arum. Element Hacha must be rather from the pasuk in Parshas Truma. Vasoli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. You'll make for me a mikdash, and I will dwell in their midst. Okay, so that's a pasuk in Truma, but the Mishkan there is called a mikdash because they have not yet built the Mishkan. Okay, so Gemara says bein the Rabbanan, bein the Rabbi Yehuda, lilfu mi Pesach shar hechatzer. So why don't the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim learn the measurements of a Pesach from the Pesach shar hechatzer, from the chatzer, which was, as you'll see, is much bigger than 10 amos. And then why does, again, the Mishnah limits the Pesach of a Mavoi to 10 amos? Well, why don't they learn it from Pesach shar hechatzer, the chatzer of the Mishkan, which was much wider, which was bigger than 10 amos? It's because, as the pasuk says, orech hachatzer mea ba'ama, the length of the chatzer was 100 amos, v'rochav chamishim b'chamishim, and the width was 50 by 50. I.e. both sides, right? Both sides were 50. V'koma chamesh amos, and it was 5 amos high. Uksiv, and it was, okay, so if the entrance side was 50 amos, then uksiv, it says, v'chamesh esrei ama kilayim lakasef, there were 15 ama long kilayim, with curtains, lakasef, on the shoulder, meaning on either side, or at least on one side of the entrance. Uksiv lakasef hashinis mizeh umizeh l'shar hachatzer kloim chamesh esrei ama. Meaning, on both sides of the entrance to the chatzer, there were 15 ama curtains, i.e. 15 plus 15, right, is 30. 50 minus 30 is 20 amos. So ma'alahalan chamesh baruchav esrim, afkan chamesh baruchav esrim. So why don't we say here that an entrance at Pesach should be 5 amos tall and 20 amos wide, like the entrance to the Shar HaChatzer. So the Gemara says, because Pesach, Shar HaChatzer Ikri, because there it's not called a Pesach. We're looking for the definition of a Pesach. There it says the Pesach Shar HaChatzer. That seems to be specific, that the opening of the entrance to the Chatzer, that was 5 by 20. But Pesach Stam Alo Ikri, but it's not called a regular Pesach, and therefore you can't learn to other areas of halacha where you need to know how big a Pesach is going to be. E boys ema, another answer. Kiksiv kiloim chamesh esrei ama. What does it mean when the pasuk says that the curtains were 15 amos lakasef on the shoulder? Begova hudichtiv. It's talking about they were 15 amos tall. Aye, the Gemara says gova. What do you mean 15 amos tall? Vaksiv koma chamesh amos. It says it was 5 amos tall. What do you mean it was 15? The Gemara says ahu misfas mizbeach l'malo. That is from the top of the Mizbeach and up, meaning it was 5 amos from the top of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was 10 amos tall. So, quick math, 10 plus 5, that's 15 amos tall, and therefore it's not really saying that the curtains were 15 and 15 on both sides of the entrance. It's not specific, and then it could be, you don't know really, you know, where the curtains were. You don't know how big that Pesach was. Okay. The Gemara says, one second. For Rabbi Yehuda, Pisco Shalulam Gamar, right? We had said that Rabbi Yehuda learns his measurements from the Pesach, from the entrance way of the Ulam in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says, Vatzan. How do you know? Maybe we learned in the Mishnah of Aruchav Me'esra Amos Yimait. Right? If the Mavoi width is 10 Amos wide, right? The Mishnah says Yimait. Right? You have to make it, less wide, thinner. Velo polig Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Rabbi Yehuda only argues in terms of the height. And if it's 20 amos tall, right, Tanakhama says you have to make it the korah shorter. You have to bring it down. Rabbi Yehuda says you can leave it, but he doesn't seem to argue by the width. Right. So if he doesn't argue by the width, so right, apparently he agrees that if it's 10 amos wide, then it's puzzle. But the Pesach of the Ulam was 20 amos wide. Right, the Pesach of the Ulam was 20 amos wide. So how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda learns his measurements for a Pesach from the Ulam? Right, he should argue on the width as well as the height. So Amar Abaye answers, Palig b'Braisa. Yeah, you're right. He doesn't argue in the Mishnah, but he argues in a brisa. The Tanya, like we learned in a brisa, Farochav miyud amos yimayit, Rabbi Yehuda Omer eno tzorich lemayit. All right, there you go. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the width. You don't need to shrink the mavui if it's less than, if it's more than 10 amos wide. I have lifluk b'mes nisan. Why should? Why wouldn't we mention that in our Mishnah? So, poly bikova v'huadin l'rochva, because okay, we figure that Rabbi Yehuda already argues on the height, so you, the Mishnah assumed that you would understand that he also argues on the width. The Gemara tries again. V'akati Rabbi Yehuda v'pischo shel ulam gamar. Does Rabbi Yehuda really learn it from his measurements from the entrance of the ulam? V'atanya when in a Mishnah a brisa mavoi should go mikav ama mavoi a korah that is 20 higher than 20 amos tall. You might Rabbi Yehuda machshir ad mem v'nun ama. Rabbi Yehuda's machshir even up until 40 or 50 amos. V'tani bar kapora ad mea. Bar kapora says even if it's 100 amos tall. So the Gemara says, Bishlam of the Bar Kapara Guzma. Okay, I understand, 100 amos, give me a break. That's Guzma according to Bar Kapara, that's an exaggeration. El Rabbi Yehuda, my Guzma. But Rabbi Yehuda, why did he mention 40 or 50? Right, what exaggeration is there? What's his shita? Bishlam, I understand the Rabbi Yehuda Arboim. Where did he get the number 40 amos from? The Pesko Shalula. From the opening of the Ulam, that's what it was 40 amos tall. El Nun Minali, but where did he get 50 from? So Rav Chista, Hamas Nisa at Isa l'Rav. So really, Rav Chista says that Rav was led astray, was mistaken because of the following. It says Masnisa, but I think if I'm not mistaken, it's a brisa. The Tanya, like we learned a brisa, Mavoi should go v'michav ama yosar mipischo shal heichal yimait. The brisa says straight up that the Chachamim learned it from the entrance of the heichal, that a mavoi that's over 20 amos, just like the heichal, meaning the heichal was 20 amos, so you might, you have to shrink it, you have to make it lower. And Rav thought that since the Rabbanan based it on the opening of the heichal, Rabbi Yehuda piskel shel ulam gamar. The Rabbi Yehuda learned it, his measurements from the entrance of the ulam. Velohi, and it's not really true. Rabbi Yehuda piskel de malachim gamar. Really, Rabbi Yehuda learns from the openings of malachim, of kings. Kings have these huge, tremendous, large palaces. If you look at Rashi at the bottom, three lines up. Stam piskei malachim gavo and harbe. Right, the regular standard entrances to king's palaces are very, very high, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have a korah that's high enough, that's considered high, even higher than 20 amos is fine. That is still considered a pesach, and it is okay. Okay, we're going to stop here at Bosai because the Gemara launches into the discussion now. Right, we just talked about Rabbi Yehuda's shita, where he gets it from. Gemara is going to launch into the discussion of the Rabbanim. That takes us on to Gimel Amud Aleph. Very excited to be along with you in this ride through the Masechta. May we be zocha to merit the Bias Gal Tzedek. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.